whole lot's been talked about prayer this morning, and Alyssa mentioned what goes, and I know they're going through some tough things. I know they are. As far as I know, y'all still living in a camper, ain't you? Trying to get ready to get their home and everything. And she has prayer for those children.
Yeah.
A lot of times when we're going through hard times, when we're going through stuff, we need to lift our brothers and sisters up. And amen. If we'll esteem them, yeah, and consider them instead of ourselves, oftentimes that's when you'll notice things will start getting a little better. And I want to take a fine example of that. I'm not saying not pray for yourself. Jesus Christ went to the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed. But he finally got to a place there at the Garden of Gethsemane. He submitted himself to the Father. And when he did, we're going to read from the 17th chapter of John. And he said these words, spake Jesus, and as he lifted his eyes to the heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may be glorified, also that may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is the life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth, and I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. And now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, and with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. And I want you to remember that one, that it be like it was before. I have manifest thy name unto the men which thou givest me, and how out of the world, and thine, and they were, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou givest me. And they gave and received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed me that thou didst send me. I pray for them, and I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And I want you to pay attention where he said, I pray for them. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that is, the scriptures might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world have hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. I pray not that thou shalt take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even as so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. So he prayed for us also, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and glorify which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be in one, even even as we are one. He's mentioned that different times, that we be one, even as they are one. I and them, and thou and me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me be in them, and I in them. And there were the mistakes we made reading. That's reading the whole 17th chapter. There's no place. Couldn't find a place to start in his prayer and a place to end without reading it all. So I want to talk to you today about esteeming others higher than yourself. And the Philippians chapter 2 is really, here lately it seems like no matter what I study, I end up back there in my study. Brother Larry talked about studying this morning. He keeps bringing me right back to this place, what the Lord done for us and how God gave, the Father gave him a name above all names. But in the Philippians in the 3rd verse, it says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And we're not going to go on down and read. But listen to me, if you'll go on down, you'll find how he was willing to become a man, become something like me, that we might be saved. And so I want to talk about today. All of us go through hard times. Every one of us have to face death. Every one of us do. Some of us have not been through as much as others. But I want you to realize today, every time that I end up getting in a bad spot, and it seems like maybe the hedge has been lowered around me and my family just a little bit, it don't take me very long. If I'll look around, I'll see somebody that is hurting more than I am. And if I'll get my place where I need to be, just like Jesus did there, he got to the spot right under when he submitted to the Father. He didn't pray for himself, but he prayed for us. And I want you to know, when we get to the point that we start praying for others rather than ourselves, we'll esteem them and see their situation more than we do our own. Honey, he'll start lifting us up then. He'll start helping us, and we'll start realizing that God is there and he can take care of us. But as long as it's always about me, 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 I want you to know you'll never get nowhere. I ain't saying to pray for yourself. That's the first prayer I ever prayed was for me. I prayed that the Father would save my soul. But after that, I found myself praying for you and for you and for those little kids and for Charlie. Honey, that's the way it works. That's how, if you want your troubles to melt, go away, start thinking others instead of yourself over and over. That's what kills us, when all we do is think about me. What would have happened if the Lord, if all he thought about was him, if he said, no, Lord, I'm not going to do it, Father. I'm not going to suffer for them. Where would you be today? But thanks be unto God, he loved us more than he did himself. He loved us more than he did all the glory that he was in. It's returned unto me the glory which I had before. I want you to know he'd been there. We always say if we wouldn't bring him back, now I would pray for him to come back, because I know what they see. He saw it. He sat beside him. He was his father, and he come down here and become something like me. that I could be saved. He thought of me more than he did himself. He thought of you more than he did himself. When he prayed in the garden, he didn't only pray for them. He said, keep the evil away from them. I'll first keep my hands about them, Father. Oh, that they won't be hurt. He said, the world hates them because they hate me. And he said, I know what they're going to go through. And he said, I don't only pray for these, but I pray for them that's going to hear upon their words. He prayed for Pete Porter that's preached the gospel to Jeff Likens. He prayed for Jeff Likens to preach the gospel to you, that he prayed for you. He loved you. He esteemed you higher than he did himself. Can you not get a hold of that? And every time when all we get caught up in our self-pity, all we're doing is hurting the cause. This is hard today, because I'm telling you right now, I have a hard time with it. I'm pity party Jeff Likens. If you don't think I am, you watch my red spot on my head. That's where the red spot comes from. It's so bad it pops up where everybody can see it. But listen to me. When I find joy and when I find peace, when I start thinking about my neighbor more than I do myself, when I start perverting, that's where all this started from. Romans chapter 12, verse 10. If we get preferring, if I can get turned over there. Y'all pray for me. I ain't running as much lately. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. I want you to know when you prefer, when you esteem one another, when you care about your brother rather than their situation more than you do your own. Honey, listen, and the God brought that prayer request out to her. I want you to know that meant something to me, that touched my heart, because you was concerned about them children more than all the things that's going on in your life. That's what it's about when you're concerned about Charlie more than you are your own self and your own family. When you're concerned about Daniel going down there to start a pastoral work and him losing his little baby, him and Carissa more than about what's going on in your life. When you pray for somebody like Sister Leanne and Brother Dusty's heart's been broken, Brother Marty sitting out there in the parking lot, and care about them more than what's going on in your situation, God will come in and bless your soul. That's where it's at. That's where it's at. If you want to know why you can't get nowhere, why you can't get past this and can't get past that, because you can't get past yourself. And you remind me when I'm going through a hard time, that what I want to live, what I preach. I pray and I study these kind of things. This has been going through my heart and mind and my soul for weeks now, maybe even months. So don't think I don't consider everyone. We was here the other night, and Brother Lyon asked Daniel a question about some things. He said, would you preach on it just cause, or would you avoid it because you know people out there? What are we not guilty of? What can I, if I give up and say, this one out here is guilty of that, or this is guilty of that, what can I preach on? I want you to know I'm guilty. But that don't stop us from preaching the word of God. If it skins every cow in Texas, so to speak, we still have to preach the word of God. It will not help the people if we hold back. My daddy skinned my hide several times. He didn't do it because he's mad at me. He done it because he loved me. And you don't think the Lord ain't skint my hide a few times. Yeah, you've missed it. You ain't been around when it happened. But listen to me. We've got to get to a place where we're worried about our sister church more than we are ourselves. You say, well, all we can take care of for ourselves here, but we need to pray for them. We need to pray for somebody else that's going through a loss. Brother James, we ought to be on our knees praying for him. Sister Judy sitting back under her daughter. She hardly ever mentions it. Her baby girl is dying with cancer, and you'll hardly ever hear her say anything about it. Why? Because she's praying for others. Sister Mary, sit right over there. We've talked about it over and over. There, dead pray. Y'all remember them up there to Cedar. So-and-so's got cancer. Y'all pray for her, pray for him. Her son there died with it. Oh, how can you have peace with it like that? Because she esteemed others more than she did herself. She had peace because she was worried about others. That's where it's at. When we have the mind that Christ had, when we have the love that Christ had, when we humble ourselves, bring ourselves down, and lift up our brothers and sisters, not just in saying they're good, lift them up in prayer. Just like Jesus did there in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed for you. When we get to that place, we can be like Sister Margaret. She sits over here. She's been through. She's buried husbands. She's buried children. I don't know how you do it. I don't. But I see her. I love it on us and praying for her pastor. I see her praying for you. That's where it's at. Oh, Lord, help us get to where I can esteem and pray for others more than I do myself. You know why? Because you need prayers. When I see the situations y'all are in and how bad you're hurting, I see a mama bury a child. I see a wife bury her husband. I see a mama watching her daughter fight off cancer. And I realize my situations are not near as bad as I thought they was. And even when I'm telling you, I've been there. I've watched my grandbaby's heart be broke. I've watched my family fall apart. Oh, I've seen things, but people love us. Oh, people love us and they pray for us, and that changes things. Pray for one another. Pray for one another. Love one another. Esteem the others higher than you do yourself. No matter if they don't even be mean to you. Oh, Job over there. Bless his heart. Honey, his friends come to him. Oh, it just seemed like, boy, they were just hurting so bad. And come to him, they cared about him. Oh, and they get there, and next thing you know, they're trying to find everything he done wrong. And listen to me, Job finally, after going, the hands have been, Lord. He was in awful shape. And I seen him. You read about how this man's killed. His family's been destroyed. Everything he's got is gone. And you know what that man done? For the very ones that had become his enemies. He started off his friends and become his enemies. You know what he done? He prayed for them. And you know, when he prayed for them, you know what happened? The glory was returned to him as it was before. Not only as it was before, he doubled it. God doubled every bit of it. You know why? Because he finally got to the place it wasn't about him. It was about others. Help me, Father, that I would start esteeming my brothers higher than I do myself. Because I see how much y'all need my prayers. And every time I get in a pity party and you see my red spot break out on my head, and all I am is worried about myself and my little family and my little group, all I'm doing is making it harder on me. Because I do need to see how much Sister Jamie hurts and pray for her. Pray for Sister Judy. Pray for Brother James. Pray for Sister Margaret. Pray for Sister Leanne. Pray for Brother Dusty. Pray for Daniel. Pray for Connie. Pray for Dan. When I get to the place that I let my stuff go and I start thinking about others, how much they need God right now. That's when the hedge goes back up. We need each other's prayers. Amen. There's a lady sits back there, her heart's broke. I want you to know we pray for you. I can't imagine. Job had lost all of his children. Satan was traveling to and fro in and out of the earth. And God said, have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him. Sometimes we all think, oh, poor Job. What would it be like to be something that God had so much confidence in me? He would say to Satan, if you consider Jeff like it, I promise you he's probably not said that. Because I ain't like Job. But he asked, he said, have you considered it? He said, you got a hedge about him. I can't do nothing to that man. And you know what the Father done? He lowered the hedge. He said you can do anything to him, but you cannot touch his life. You can't touch his soul. And that's truly where life is. And this man, here he is. He loved God. He walked with God. He done everything he could to please God. He served God. And next thing, he prayed for his children and catched his children's sin. He offered sacrifices, not because they had, but just in case they had. Oh, and this man began to, he prayed for them. He prayed for others. And then and God brought Lord to hedge, and next thing you know, here come old Satan in. And he killed his children. He took his children. Satan done these things. Satan took his all his livelihood. This man had glory here on earth. He had everything that you would think would be good. He had it. He had a big family, 7 sons and 3 daughters. He lost it all. And then he had friends, and they seemed to be friends. They was concerned about him. And they come along. come and mourned with him for 30 days, I believe it was, and didn't say nothing to him. And then they started talking. Larry, what do you think brought this on to you, buddy? Yeah. What did you do?
That's right.
You done something wrong, and God wouldn't be chastising you. Yeah. And that's, then the next one come along. What did you do, Barry? What did you do wrong that God done took your kids? He took all your livelihood. What did you do? What'd you do wrong? That's how they become. And I guess Job just got where he hated even for to open their mouth. Won't you shut up? Leave me alone a while. No doubt he got where he despised them. Please leave me alone. And then the last chapter of the book of Job in the 10th verse. A whole lot of these have been in the 10th verse. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. You know what he was captive by? Satan couldn't get his soul. I done told you that. But he had him in his grasp. And finally, Job got turned loose when he prayed for his friends. And also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had had before. Twice as much. He gave him 10 more children. You say, well, his children were gone. No, they wasn't. They was in heaven. He gave him twice the camels, twice the she-asses. His glory was returned to him as it was before. That's a picture of Christ.
Amen.
When he prayed for his friends, I consider you no longer servants, but I consider you a friend. When he prayed for his friends rather than himself. You may leave here just madder than a hornet me today. I promise you I ain't talking to nobody but me today but me. And if it's hitting you, then you have to deal with that.
Amen.
But I have to preach the truth.
Amen.
And the truth of the matter is, we don't love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And we don't love the Lord near as much as what some of us claim. If we did, we would esteem others higher than we do ourselves. I hope it's helped somebody today. I hope it helps me. I know what it's like. I know what it's like. I don't know what. No, I've not buried my wife. No, I've not buried my child. I watched my mom, my dad bury three of my siblings. I buried my mom, dad. I buried grandparents. I watched my daddy pack my mama out from a house and tell her it won't be long, honey, we'll be with them. Won't be long, mama, we'll be with her. Her 38-year-old never done nothing to harm anybody. Sweetest little gal you ever met. But the Lord took her home. I know it hurts. I know it's hard. It's got to be. That's why I try my best to pray for you. But when I'm in my pity party and you see my red spot coming up because my nerves are shot and I don't know how to handle things no more, pray for me. And I pray I'll get to the place I'll quit looking at all the situations that's going on around me and I'll look at Charlie. I don't even know Charlie. I feel pretty bad right now. I need to pray for Charlie. Charlie's hurt. I don't know him. Two little children. Don't know them. But I need to pray for them. I don't know Connie. I don't. But I try my best to pray for her.
It changes things. It changes things when it don't become about Jeff Likens, but it becomes about you. That's my thought. I pray it helps somebody.